the former executive director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, has been charged with embezzling nearly $500,000 from the organization. Maggie Amawak was executive director of AEWC from 1990 until 2007. According to the indictment released today, she began stealing from the organization in 2004. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ani Stewart says she stole the money in multiple ways.
Paying herself bonuses, taking payroll advances that were never repaid, issuing herself checks to herself as well as checks to cash that then she then deposited in her own account. Several of the large dollar transactions occurred while she was with a family member on gambling excursions, and she used the Whaling Commission credit card for her own purchases of groceries, meals, airline tickets, cash advances, retail items, paying her utility bills, all for herself and the benefit of her family members.
In June, another former executive director of AEWC was also charged with stealing from the organization. Teresa Judkins, who took over the job after Maggie Amawak was terminated, was accused of using commission funds to buy a snow machine and take payroll advances she never repaid. A court date for that trial is set for March of next year. Stewart says the Department of Justice learned of the thefts from AEWC.
The organization itself wrote a letter to our office indicating that following her termination and the termination of Teresa Judkins, who was the executive director after Amawak, that they believed there were some serious problems.
Johnny Aiken is the current executive director of AEWC. He confirms that staff within the organization contacted federal authorities about financial concerns within AEWC. He's been in the position since April of 2010.
Pretty sad day for community in AEWC. Hearing this news, I just learned of this about an hour and a half ago. And I just want to make it clear that this news does not reflect who we are as an organization or as a community.
Aiken says both past directors are respected longtime community members. Aiken says AEWC commissioners brought in new staff after problems surfaced at the organization, and he says all staff have cooperated fully with the federal investigation. He says they now have an independent accounting company.
And auditors to guide us in setting up an accounting and financial reporting system that guarantees that this kind of abuse, if there was abuse, can never happen again in the future.
The Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission is a nonprofit formed in 1976 to protect subsistence whaling of bowhead whales. It receives hundreds of thousands of dollars in funding each year from the Department of Commerce. It also receives funding from the North Slope Borough. This year, that amount was $750,000. Borough Mayor Edward Itta wanted the organization to strengthen their accounting and auditing practices, as well as stabilize staffing. If convicted of stealing from the organization, Amawak faces a maximum prison sentence of 20 years and a fine of $250,000, plus restitution for the stolen funds. Maggie Amawak's husband, George, is running for mayor of the North Slope Borough.